What is the risk of developing colorectal cancer? Well, the figures in front of me, approximately 4.4% of men, 1 in 23, 4.1% of women, 1 in 25, will be diagnosed with this in their lifetime. Sounds like low numbers, but it's not a low number if it's you. Colon cancer is by far one of the most silent types of cancer, one that only gives out symptoms when it's grown large enough to cause complications and spread its cells to other organs. There is something you can do. And so, during this Colorectal Cancer Awareness Month, I want to give you as much ammunition as I can by introducing to you, once again, Dr. Sumit Singla, who is down the street here at Henry Ford and doing a tremendous job, director of endoscopy, and you have a very long title, doctor. All I know is you're a doctor who has saved lots of lives, and we appreciate that and appreciate you waking up early. Well, you're already up, but coming on board the show this morning. Dr. Singla, good morning.
Good morning, Paul W. I wanted to thank you for always using this microphone to put the health of our community first. So I'm really honored and happy to talk about this really important subject.
And it is, thank you for saying that, but it is very important because it's one of the cancers, maybe there are a few now, but it's certainly one of the few cancers that if you stay on top of your colon, if you will, and they find cancer very early, there's a lot of room to work with. That colon's big, and they can cut out the cancer and a little beyond that to make sure it hasn't spread, and then you're back good as new.
Absolutely, Paul W. There's very few colon or cancer screening tests out there that can diagnose cancers before they develop and remove them at the same time, which colonoscopy can do. Colon cancer remains a deadly disease and diagnosis. Interestingly, over the last several decades, the incidence and mortality have gone down. Less people are dying. But what we found, and this is really striking, is that it's happening more and more in younger people. And as a result of that, in 2021, the American Cancer Society actually lowered the age for screening from 50 to 45. And that's what you and I have been talking about and really trying to get the message out to those younger people that you really got to start this screening process at the age of 45.
And that's an important part, which is the one report we have is showing, quote, the way they said it, a troubling rise in colorectal cancer among U.S. adults younger than, say, 55 or 50. So 45 is a good place to start, unless, as I understand it, you'll correct me if I'm wrong, Dr. Singla, unless there is a history of colon cancer in the family, then you have some different rules, don't you?
Absolutely. Thanks for bringing that up, too. 45 is really the latest age that we need to have the conversation about colorectal cancer screening. So if you have no symptoms, totally healthy, 45 is where you start talking to your doctor about it, which again is a paradigm shift from 50. But as you said, if you have a family history of colon cancer, or if you have any symptoms that could be related to your colon, such as bleeding or weight loss or change in bowel habits, you got to go talk to your doctor because these could be the signs of that early cancer. And seeing your doctor, getting the colonoscopy, getting the treatment, that's where we really see the benefit and where we can save a whole ton of lives in this field.
What's your best guess as to why more and more younger people are being affected?
It's one of those things that we don't currently know in science. I was reading a report that there were certain geographic areas around the country where younger and younger people are more likely to develop colon cancer. And unfortunately, the Great Lakes region happens to be one of them. So a lot of people think there may be some environmental cues or some other aspect that we don't understand that's leading to younger people getting this disease. But I'm glad that we're talking about it to spread this message.
Researchers found that from 2011 through 2019, colorectal cancer rates increased almost 2% each year in people younger than that 50, the age of 50, which is what we used to think was the time when we started to have to pay attention. Obviously, we have to start paying attention earlier. 45. Is that the official age now, 45?
Yes, 45 in the absence of those other symptoms, such as family history or bleeding or anything else. 45 is the number. The government now pays for it. Your doctors will recommend it. We just got to encourage people to go talk to their doctors.
We're with Dr. Sumit Singla from a good medical family. His dad's a doctor, too. Dr. Singla is an advanced endoscopist at Henry Ford Health, the director of endoscopy, vice chief of operations within the GI hepatology area, and obviously passionate about all facets of gastroenterology and patient care. I'll admit it. I know HIPAA would be against you saying anything, so I'll say it. I've had a couple of colonoscopies over the years with Dr. Singla, and I can highly recommend him. He's put together a great team. They do a great job at Henry Ford Health, and it is not difficult. It is not painful, and it is something that could very much save your life. Couple of other quick questions, Doctor. Have we found anything about what might lead to this? We say some maybe environmental things, but have you found out that people who eat more meat or less meat, or more alcohol or less alcohol consumption, Mediterranean diet, which is getting all kinds of kudos, as well it should and has for a long time, are any of those things come into play, do you know?
Yes. So over the last few decades, that's a great question, and I want to tread cautiously here, but our typical American diet and lifestyle can increase our risk of colorectal cancer. And by that, I mean, we tend to be more sedentary. We tend to eat more meat, specifically red meat. And again, I'm treading lightly with that because, you know, it's a politically difficult conversation. But those things have been linked to higher rates of colorectal cancer. And when you look at incidence of colorectal cancer in westernized countries, as compared to others, there tends to be higher rates, and it's often linked to those things. So what we can do is try to be more active, try to drink more water, try to stick to dietary guidelines that are good for your health in other ways. And we feel like on a population basis, that may keep everybody safer.
God bless you for that. How do people get in touch with you, or how do they make an appointment, Dr. Singla?
They can go right through the Henry Ford operator. We'll share that number. I believe it's 1-800-HENRY-FORD. We have an excellent division. The healthcare system is very responsive to patients, and we'll get people in with a great doctor as soon as possible.
1-800-HENRY-FORD. It's not pleasant to think about, but believe me, it's something you must think about and you must follow up on. And I thank you, Dr. Sumit Singla, on this Colorectal Cancer Awareness Month. Thanks for all the help. We appreciate you so much.
My pleasure, Paul. Thank you so much for having me this morning.
Well, it's our pleasure. We're helping our listeners. And as you said earlier, I do care about their good health. This is something you need to do, and younger than ever before. So please do it.